They normally join us on Mondays, but there's a big event going on in town, so we're bringing back Joe and Cindy Farini. Good morning, you two.
Woo!
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, wow. Y'all going to leave me by myself?
Oh, yeah. Woo! Yay!
Hey, okay, thank you, Brian.
I was cheering on the inside.
Okay,
look at me.
Good,
I'm very reserved. I grew up in a Protestant denomination where, like, edgy thing would be, like, take your hands out of your pockets.
Oh, wow, okay.
While you're worshiping.
No,
so,
this is good.
Joe and Cindy, I know the Weekend to Remember is something that you two have been traveling around speaking at for a long time. And if I'm not mistaken, Joe, it's that time where husbands can finally have their wives listen to the someone else say what they've been saying all the time, right?
I'm not going there.
I see you're so smart. I try to set you up, and you never take the bait. Okay, Cindy, what can people expect from these events?
Did you just ask me? I think it just cut out.
Yeah. What happens at the Weekend to Remember?
Well, you know what's really great about it? First of all, it's really fun, but it's also very informational. So we just like to tell people that it's just a great way to be intentional about your marriage and kind of disconnect from all the busyness of life and get your relationship back on path and improve your communication and just have fun. It's a great weekend.
Yeah. And so, but in all seriousness, Joe, it's a way to have like a third party help coach you through marriage conflict.
Well, you know, a lot of people come into that conference thinking that this is perfect. I'm going to set my wife up for this one and she'll be able to finally hear what I've been trying to tell her. But the reality is that conference is for that guy. And what God would want to say to him. And so we pray, and this is one of the wonderful things about this conference is that there is so much prayer going into this conference. We have people all around the country praying for conferees by name. And so that we're praying for, number one, that people's hearts and minds would be receptive to what God would want to say to them, and not to their spouse, but to them. And then after that, to them as a couple. And it's an amazing thing to see how God begins to transform individuals and then these couples to move towards a stronger marriage. You know, the focus of the conference is on the theme of building oneness in a marriage relationship and then maintaining that oneness throughout the lifetime of that marriage. And again, we do this primarily by presenting a biblical foundation upon which to build their marriage. So, you know, we give all the credit and the glory of God to God, of course, as a result of what happens at these conferences, because it's Him, His Spirit, that's working in these people's lives as they're receptive to what God would have to say to them. That really is making a difference, and so we're just very grateful and humbled that Cindy and I to be a part of that process of allowing God to have access into these people's lives. It's an amazing, amazing time. And we see people come in on Friday nights who are carrying divorce papers, and Sunday they're tearing them up.
Wow.
And it's just incredible. We see it all the time. And God is definitely doing a deep work there.
Absolutely. And also, the material is set up in such a way that it not only can meet the needs and help teach and allow people to grow that are in dating and engaged relationships, as well as newly married. And sometimes we'll have people there who are married 50, 55 years, who are also benefiting from the very same material. And you can go back year after year. Generally, the speaker team tries to have all different speakers coming in year after year. We've done Akron and we've done Cleveland, but we will not be doing those this year. But they try to have different speakers coming in, different combinations of speakers, so that when you come, maybe the next year or the year after even, it's almost like you're hearing a whole new conference, because you're hearing different examples and stories, same material, but embellished differently by different speakers. And I just want to mention that the Akron one is coming up March 8th through 10th. And, of course, we know the speakers, but the Schulers will be there. And also Greg Speck, who, if anyone was able to come to the Cleveland one a few years ago when we did it, Greg Speck is hilarious.
When I went years ago and I saw you guys ever for the first time, he was the one there, and he is funny. He's super funny.
Oh, my word. You just can't stop laughing. And then that's why they need someone like Joe and Cindy Farini who make it a little more, not serious, but because he is so, so funny,
yeah.
You need to balance it. And that's how they do these conferences. They will balance a funnier speaker with a quieter one, or you know, just kind of shaking up the speaker team so that it's a great combination. And I think for us, one of the beautiful things of this is you don't even know who's coming to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, when you come to this conference, you have no idea. And then you get there and you just get this great information. You have a great time. You're hearing, you know, the information you need to hear. And then probably in 2 weeks, somebody will say to you, so who are your speakers at Family Life? And you'll be like, I don't know. It was like this bald dentist and his wife. You know, they won't remember our names, but they remember what they learned and they remember the stories. So we're there as servants. You know, we're there to do what God wants us to do. And it is amazing to see what God does at these events.
And this is also, correct me if I'm wrong, engaged couples are welcome. Someone texted and asked that. And also, even you don't have to be a believer to show up at this thing, do you?
Oh, no, absolutely right.
No, there's a session that does share the gospel, and it is all biblically based, but it is so much fun. And, you know, the like I mentioned that the Akron one is this weekend. The Cleveland one is the 22nd through the 24th of this month. And if you go to My Marriage Matters, as well as my own personal Facebook page, I'm going to post a code so that you could get $100 off total of your conference fee. So that would be a great big help to some people.
Oh, great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So My Marriage Matters on Facebook or CindyFarini.com. Is that correct?
I can't put it on there, but I can put it on Cindy Farini Facebook if they're a
gotcha.
Friend of mine. But if they go to My Marriage Matters, that it's a black background with white letters, so it's real bright. They'll see it.
And then word on the street is that even though you're not speaking this year, that this special guest surprise appearance of a choreographed dance and song routine will be Joe and Cindy Farini. Is that correct?
I think that's right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Interpretive dancing will be done.
Oh, good. All on a dental theme, am
wow.
I right?
That's right.
Good. Okay, good. It's
right.
Flossing. Do you know how to floss, Joe?
What?
Very well.
Yeah.
Not the whole teeth one. I'm talking about the dance.
Oh,
the dancing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my grandsons have taught me how to do that. So,
wow. All the more reason to go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook to get that discount code for this weekend's Weekend to Remember. Joe and Cindy Farini, thanks as always for your ministry and your help, and I hope some marriages get some help this weekend, huh?
Thank you
absolutely.
So much.